Okay, folks, it's 5:30, and I'd like to call the meeting to order for the regular. Are we good?
Yes.
Call the meeting for the regular water wastewater committee, the town of Discovery Bay together. Hello, Gregory. And I think roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show that Director Ashley Porter is absent and Kevin Graves is joining us remotely.
Yes, so I will be chairing the meeting today, but because there is not a quorum of board members, we will not be taking any direct action today. Also, I want to make sure that you guys understand that I am working remotely. I am in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. The warden let me out for the evening so I can have this meeting, and I will be, I have nobody in attendance where I am currently. At this point, I'm going to turn the meeting back over to staff because it would be easier to have it running from there. But I want to welcome you. I guess maybe I'll just go ahead and ask if there's anybody in the room that has any public comment. Is there anybody in the room?
There is not.
Okay, is anybody online other than the three of us?
There is not.
Okay, public comment has been asked for. There is no public comment. Public comment is closed. I'm now going to, and remember, no action will be taken tonight because of a lack of quorum. But we still have some very important presentations that we want to review prior to taking them to the regular meeting of the town of Discovery Bay. So I'm going to turn this over to staff.
Okay, we're going to move to section E, updates, the endpoint update, and water wastewater manager Aaron Goldsworthy will be giving an update on that.
Sorry, Kevin. Just give you a quick update. A year ago, maybe over a year ago, we had endpoints. The 3G network was being sunsetted. And so Badger Beacon, who's a part of Badger, came to us with an offer with these endpoints to replace these. I think it was roughly 4,500. And it took a year to get, and when we finally did get them, we were installing them slowly because the cell towers at that time still worked. And then December hit of 2022, and they sunset pretty much all the 3G endpoints on us, which left us with about 2,000 homes that we had to physically get reads, and it was just too much at that time to go get, including the weather. So we did what we could in January, but really in February, the field crew, their main purpose was to get those 2,000 in and installed, and they did, and hats off to them, including the office for getting that inputted. And currently right now we're sitting with only maybe 200 to 400 residents, and that is due, that currently aren't on the system, and that's due to the fact that the meters themselves are older style with wires that the new style endpoints does not connect. So that is a process that we hope to have resolved by probably July or August. But that's where we're at, and the system's up and running, and the system seems to be doing pretty good.
Any questions from the board? Or from the
No. I thank you, Dina. I'll just go ahead and let you. I'll just, when I unmute myself, would be when I want. But thank you for asking. But you go ahead and run the, in my absence, and Ashley, please, and move things along from your side. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any public comment?
There's not.
No. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We'll move on to F1, discussion and possible feedback regarding Ludorf and Scalmanini Amendment 1 to the General Engineering Services contract for fiscal year 22-23. We have Jason Coleman on the line. He is our district water engineer. Jason? Could you unmute?
I'm muted.
Perfect.
Yes. Hi, Dina. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and share a screen here to just go over the scope of the project that we're moving towards. Let me know if you can see the screen here.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, great. Yeah, so this project has been identified for quite a while from both the operator and from both Aaron and Anthony. And what it consists of is replacement of a portion of the existing water distribution system along Sandpoint Road and into Newport Lane. This existing piping is asbestos cement. It is a hydraulic bottleneck between the two main groundwater treatment plants at Newport on the left side here and Willow, more centrally located here. This project would consist of about 5,000 total feet of pipeline to be replaced with larger pipeline and with up-to-date materials, PVC, C900. Now, the item that's specifically referenced on the agenda here for tonight is just the first steps into this overall project. And that is specifically the underwater crossing and the feasibility of horizontally directionally drilling a new 12-inch pipeline across the channel under from both ends of this cul-de-sac. So I'm also going to share with you some a schematic of, let's see here, this drawing. These drawings are probably better. So these two, I don't know if you can still see my screen. These two pictures show the existing pipeline from subdivision maps on both sides of the channel.
We're still seeing the original picture. It didn't move to the drawings that you're referring to.
Not the schematics. It's just the original picture of the delta.
Oh, you are? Oh, shoot. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me try and stop sharing.
But I believe we have it in our packet. But go ahead.
Okay. So I'm referring to the two subdivision screenshots of the cul-de-sacs on both sides. Go ahead.
Those are packets, Dina?
I don't know what the schematic is, but I know the...
Okay. Let me just go back to the packet. I can probably just refer to...
There's an enlargement of the ends of the quartz.
Correct. Let me just get the packet open here, if you bear with me for a moment.
We don't see the schematics in the plan.
No.
Okay. I apologize. Let me get this up here.
You can probably get it for this.
Yeah, I'm just going to re-download. I think I have it downloaded, the agenda packet here. Okay, here we go, agenda packet. Okay, that's not showing up. Let's try this. That show up? Can you see this?
I can see the agenda, yeah.
Okay, great. So let me just scroll down here. I just want to focus in on this. This is probably the best schematic to look at. So what we're focusing in on is the, like I was saying before, the underwater crossing and the feasibility of installing a replacement 12-inch line to the existing 8-inch AC asbestos cement line between these two court ends, the two Sandpoint and Newport courts. And we brought on board Consor, who is an expert in this area of horizontal directional drilling, to evaluate what materials and what path can be taken with this approach in mind to replace this section of pipeline. And what we would like to do is, what we're most focused in is making sure that we can run a new line across this channel within the existing 10-foot easement corridor, which are in other schematics I sent, but basically generally are follow the existing pipeline alignment. So there's a 10-foot corridor, 5-foot on either side, existing easements that the town has for water utility. And so our project, what's up for approval is to bring Consor on board to evaluate the construction feasibility of installing two pits on either side. Here is identified in the small rectangles on either end to facilitate horizontal directional drilling, as well as determining what materials we can use, whether it's seamless fusion welded PVC or HDPE or some other materials, and it give us some options for this particular aspect of the job. The other replacement of pipeline along Sandpoint up to Newport will just be your conventional open trench type construction, so there's no further evaluation or investigation needed for that aspect of the overall project. So I think that basically lays out the scope of the project. Again, the intent is to remove the hydraulic bottleneck between both the Newport and Willow plants, as well as replace an aging and inferior materials of existing water distribution infrastructure. So, I guess I'll open it up for questions if you have any, member Kevin or Dina.
Actually, I do have several questions.
Sure.
I've spoken with Aaron and with Gregory about this a little bit in the past, but I'm not completely versed on what size pipe are you talking about putting in there?
So we're proposing to upsize to a 12-inch, and that's based off of hydraulic
pumping. I thought I heard something different. Yeah, absolutely. And eventually that would go all the way back down Sandpoint over to Willow Creek, is that correct?
Yes, over to Willow, yes.
That's the ultimate goal, I believe. And Gregory, you can jump in here when you want to also. But so I just want to make sure I understood that properly, and I do. That's what I understood, and that's going to help balance out some of the pressure issues and some of the other issues we have with delivering water to the other side of Discovery Bay that we have some issues with currently. As that got developed, this fell behind. Am I correct?
Well, this is, has been identified for a while on your CIP projects, and we're just now taking opportunity to move forward with this here. I think Aaron and Anthony have wanted to commence with this project for a couple of years now, at least.
Aaron probably goes further back than that.
Further than that? Okay.
Probably. But nonetheless, so this is the first step. The first thing that has to happen is to replace this part, because it's a little more critical, a little more delicate to work with. It helped me out here.
As you can see, we're going to be drilling underneath some existing residences. We are going, I have a cross section and another PDF, but where this channel is approximately, I think, 20, 30 feet deep. So we're not only going down, but we also have to make this bend here, all staying within a 10-foot existing easement corridor. And through our work with Consor, we find out that, just given the layout, the angles, the distances, that we can't stay within this easement corridor, that it complicates things further. We may need to reach out to other agencies such as Rec 800, and according to the town's legal counsel, working with Mike Urofka on that. So this is the first step into just making sure that if we do move forward with this crossing as designed, it will be feasible, constructible, and there's not any additional permitting or regulatory authority approvals from outside agencies.
Okay. I get it. I think I get it. So let me go back to I'm going back to Mike Urofka's page 2, dated March 23, 2023, and which is a scope amendment number 1 budget estimate. We there?
Yes, this is the amendment we put together at Mike's request. Yes.
Right, okay. So if you go to page two, I'm not watching your screen because I'm scrolling on my own screen.
I'm there, yeah.
So I just want to understand, did we already approve a contract with you for $132,796?
Yes, that is the general services agreement from this fiscal year.
So what you're proposing at this point is an add of $20,201, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, Dina, am I correct that this is what's going to be coming to the board in a couple weeks?
Yes.
Just a request for that amendment? The rest of it has already been approved?
Yes, just a request for the amendment of the added $20,201.
Okay, correct. Very good.
$152,000 was already approved last June, I believe, before we started this fiscal year.
That's simple enough.
Okay.
I don't think it needs really more discussion, or unless somebody wants to add to that, it's pretty clear that we've got to change the scope. We've got to identify some challenges, and it's going to cost a little money to do that. Would that be a fair statement?
So the general services agreement covered just general services, kind of. There's four tasks in there, if I recall. For this meeting participation, regulatory assistance. This is kind of its own project, but Mike identified putting this this initial evaluation work as part of an amendment to the general services agreement. So it's kind of like a separate project, but we're putting it under the umbrella of the general services agreement, from what I understand. Not to complicate things.
No, actually, that probably the long run simplifies things.
Yeah.
An ad intended to simplify things.
I would imagine that once we complete this work and we do confirm that we've got a clear path forward, that we would prepare a standalone proposal for design and or design and construction management for the overall project.
Fantastic. Is there anything else that you want to add to this? Does anybody else have any input on this? Or? If not, Dina, I'm going to go ahead and make a statement, and you tell me if I'm out of line here or not, okay? And that is that based on the understanding that I have, I would feel secure or safe in making a recommendation from the committee for the board to move forward with this, from what I understand and what has been explained to me today. I understand it's not an official action by the board because the entire board's not here, committee, but it's been explained comprehensively to me, and I would be comfortable with recommending the amendment to the board.
Okay.
What else we got?
Future agenda items. Director Graves, do you have any future agenda items?
I'm sure there's going to be plenty coming forward, but...
None today.
Is Gregory here just to make sure that we didn't have any questions? If Gregory didn't hear anything from you today.
There are no wastewater items on the agenda today, but Gregory, do you have anything to add about this project?
I can't find the unmute button. There have been some delays on the denitrification project. They're all SCADA related. Tesco is struggling. Startup for the secondary process is going to be April, now it's May. But we're still well ahead of our December deadline for the startup of the secondary process, but it is about a month delay. So we're working through that.
So that's great. It's not great. The good news is that we planned for this, and if we can take a 30-day extension here until it gets down to about August, and then we start getting into some problems.
Yeah, we're going to get nervous, yeah.
But I appreciate that update, even though it really wasn't agendized. And thank you for letting the board know that. We appreciate everybody's hard work. At this point, if there's nothing more from anybody else, Jason, it's great seeing you. Gregory, good to see you. Board, I will see you later on this evening, and I am going to adjourn this impromptu meeting.
Thank you.